watch the weather coming as it moved in through the sound. The last leaves blowing sideways on their big flight to the ground. First'll come the rain and then the snow is gonna fly. By and by, I'd like to say I'm sorry for the selfish things I've done, the careless words and promises I've scattered on the run. Maybe it'll come that I'll forgive myself in time. By and by, the sun and the moon, they turn and never stray. But you and I aren't made that way. Who put greed in our hearts anyway? That was the first mistake. Sure, it's true. No God's gonna save us. It was up to me and you. Soon will come the day we're gonna say we should have tried harder. By and by, oh, by and by. Sound. You were suddenly in front of me, spinning me around. And everything I thought about the road that I was on is changing. By and by, oh, by and by, it's all changing. By and by.
That was By and By from the recently released record Back to Shore, the ninth solo album by iconic singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Sherry Ulrich. She has garnered two Juno Awards, a Canadian Folk Music Award, and an induction into the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame. I spoke with Sherry over Skype. Sherry, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
I'm so happy to be talking to you, May. It's great.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you discover your gift as a child?
Not as a child. I did in my early 20s. I was kind of a late bloomer, especially compared to people these days. And I did play violin in grade school from grade 4 to grade 9 and then sort of put it off to the side. But I would say that music was such a big part of my life and it was so second nature that it didn't actually occur to me that it might be a path for me to take. So it wasn't so much that I didn't discover it as a child. It was more that I didn't think, oh, this is something I can do as my life. I didn't come to that until my early 20s after I came to Canada.
As well as a singer and a songwriter, you're a multi-instrumentalist. Is there one that is your real true love?
Oh, I'd say the violin is my real true love. It's followed closely by the piano. But I'm just a singer-songwriter, piano player. It's more that my love comes from just how it makes me feel. God, and you put your hands on the keys and it can just be one chord and it just breaks my heart. It's so beautiful.
You're such an evocative lyricist. In your songwriting, do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or is it more often the music that comes to you first?
I think the music, it inspires what the song is about, and sometimes it takes me a while to figure out what that is, but it does tend to be the one that leads. I think that's probably what supports the fact that they tend to be well matched. At least I'd like to think they are. So I think that helps get the lyrics into the person, or it helps get the message into the person if the delivery system is well matched.
Do you draw the inspiration for your lyrics from your own life and experiences?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, I think everybody does, really. I think when I was younger, when I first started writing, I had a couple of little experiments with just making up a story, and it was never as effective. I mean, not that every song is my story, but it's certainly a story of someone I know or close to me and something that I really relate to. And I think that's probably why my audience has grown with me, because I tend to write about where I am in life, and that changes over time. So as long as my audience doesn't die off, I'm going to still have one.
You've released 26 albums and just released your ninth solo album, Back to Shore, last month on the Borealis Records label.
Yeah.
Is there a theme to the songs in this collection, or is it more of an eclectic mix?
What would you say? Because you're more objective than I am. I cannot be objective. I mean, that's not a test. I'm just curious. I'm curious because I find, I don't aim for one, that's for sure. So I could always say that the theme is, life, relationships with humans, the path of humans, the silliness of humans. That theme probably stays pretty consistent from album to album. I think there's a little bit of a little bit of a fate of the world edge to a couple of these songs, which just by virtue of it being referenced in two songs makes it gives it weights it a little heavier, but only slightly. The song Goodbye and the song Mars are definitely have some social comment in there. Some I tend to be very enamored with nature and just think it's the absolute best thing that's going on the earth, and humans are probably not such a good thing. Although I'm very in love with lots of them, but yeah, so that's the closest I could come. So would that support your thoughts on the subject?
I was going to say, I think there's strands and it's sort of tied together by all feeling very personal.
Yes, and I have come to very early in my writing, after I stopped trying to write pop songs for radio, even at that time when I was writing songs on the side that I thought were too personal to be included, my very wise producer, Claire Lawrence, knew that that was really my most important work. And because it went out in the world in those early days and only good things came of it, I realized that that was the kind of writer I needed to be. Just to tell our real stories, and that was important to tell our real stories, and I think that has only grown over time, my passion and dedication to that. Although it's just what naturally comes out. I never try to make anything come out, but I think that's what naturally does.
Your daughter engineered and co-produced your last few albums. Tell me about Julia.
Oh, Julia, we don't have enough time. Well, she went to, well, she's been a musician since she was 4. She's played, and she started joining me in shows since she was 12. And then when she went to McGill, she did one recording course in her undergrad, and then she decided to get her master's in music and sound recording, partially because it didn't involve a thesis, but really that was her calling, because she has a big science brain and also a very musical brain. So the two go very well together in engineering and producing. So she's well launched in that world of, she's a music editor in film and television, but she and her partner, who she met in the same program, they just take 8 students. So it was a long shot that she would meet such a wonderful partner in that program. But the two of them are the production team, and they've done 2 albums for the Bombadils, and my last solo album she did at McGill with me, and then the BTU album, Barney Bentall and Tom Taylor, and then this last one, Back to Shore. And it's she's just wonderful to work with. That both of them are incredibly musical, really fast. Julie is just a Pro Tools whiz. So, and because she is so musical, it makes a lot of the extra discussion about, you know, between engineer and artist when the artist is performing, it renders it unnecessary because she just intuits things so well. And, well, of course, I only know that from my own experience, and I'm sure she intuits partly because I'm her mother and vice versa. But it's just, I never could have imagined that we would have this kind of experience together. It's really remarkable.
You wrote your song Canada from this record on a strum stick, which is something I'd not seen before. Tell me about that instrument in that song.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was at a fundraiser, and it was one of the things being offered, and I was kind of intrigued by it. And then the fellow who had donated the strum stick walked over to me with an additional one that he had made for me and just handed it to me. And it's a very basic instrument. It's just got three strings and just a few frets, not unlike a dulcimer. Just a diatonic scale, and it just popped out. And like many ideas, it just takes one person, and in this case it was Julia, to say, oh, I like that. And then I think, okay, I'm pursuing this. And I didn't intend to write a song about Canada, but it was very, when I realized that that's what the song was, it was really fun to write.
But a lost and a lonely soul, looking for a life and a little more. And I found you here. From the Salish Sea to Pavey's Cove, I fell in love with your northern road. You were the song and the seeds I sowed. Oh, I found you here. Oh, oh, you're honey to a honeybee, like water to a thirsty tree.